listening to MB Teachers Unplugged, the official podcast of the Manitoba Teachers Society.
It's that time of year again. A new school year has begun. Fall is in the air, and MTS PD Day is right around the corner on October 20th this year. That's the day Manitoba's teachers circle on their calendars and look forward to a day of professional growth, inspiration, and connection with fellow educators. Today, we're going to share with you, with the help of Elizabeth Bourbonnier, details about MTS PD Day 2023. So you can get a sense of the many learning opportunities available to you on that day and then throughout the year. Elizabeth and her organizing committee have been busy planning some of the events for us and for you. So today, and this podcast is an opportunity for us to not only listen, but pay attention to what's been planned and what's in store for the big day in October. As customary, before each of our meetings at the Manitoba Teachers Society, we recognize our history as a settler organization on these lands. McMaster House and Bradley Square are located on Treaty 1 lands, the original lands of the Anishinaabe, the Innu-Niwak, the Anishininawak, Dakota, and Dene peoples, and on the homeland of the Métis Nation. The Manitoba Teachers Society respects the treaties that were made on these territories. We acknowledge the harms and mistakes of the past and present, and we dedicate ourselves to move forward in partnership with the Indigenous communities in a spirit of reconciliation and collaboration. So let me begin right off the hop by thanking Elizabeth. She is the president of the Manitoba Association of Teachers of English, also known as MATE. I want to thank you very much for being with us today. It's a busy time of year, and I'm so looking forward to chatting with you and finding out more about you, your organization, and what's planned for MTS PD Day. So welcome.
Thanks for having me, Leah.
We did prepare some questions, but we wanted to get started with starting with a personal focus and then moving on to MTS PD Day. So one of the questions that we've asked all of our guests is how and why did you get involved in a SAGE?
Well, there was a teacher who was involved in our school pretty heavily, I think, in the Manitoba Association of Teachers of English. And I know that over the years I was helping a lot at conferences held at the school. I eventually kind of got involved in doing some presenting of sessions at the conferences, and then decided, you know, I should probably get involved more fully and join the executive. And I found it to be a really great experience.
I really love it when teachers say, you know, it was somebody that invited me, or somebody tapped me on the shoulder and somebody said you should get involved. I think that's one of the starting points of our introduction to getting involved in a professional organization or a professional committee or something that is related to our teaching. And I think that's very powerful. I remember when I first started teaching, I was teaching Français de base. That was one of the things that I taught. And I remember the very first day that I stepped into the conference room. I don't remember the location, but I remember just making eye contact with somebody and saying, hi, I'm Leah, and this is the very first time that I've been to a SAGE conference. Can you help me? And they took me under my wing, under their wing, and introduced me to other people, and also took me to visit the vendors. I didn't know that the vendors were part of the conference, and I hadn't seen that section of the conference area. But I remember them saying, "You should really think about getting involved." And I thought, I'm brand new at this. I don't know what to do. So what positions have you held? Because I can share what I've held, but what positions have you held as part of this, as part of MATE?
Well, I really will say that I, you know, from the time I started teaching, really saw the value of the conference. You know, it was kind of nice to be able to go on have an entire day to spend on PD with teachers teaching same subject area. I really felt that was helpful. So I was originally involved in helping with conferences and presenting at the conference, some sessions. But since then, I've been the secretary I've been the vice president and I'm quite often a conference chair when it's been held at the school that I work at, and now moving into the role of president.
Yeah. And those are important roles. I often say to, especially when I do the university presentations, if you want to test the waters on some of your leadership skills or organizational skills or communication skills, get involved with the SAGE, because not only is it an opportunity, but it's an opportunity to work with and connect with people that are passionate about what it is that you're either teaching or interested in. So yeah, I remember I offered to plug in the coffee makers the day of the conference, and that was the day that we found out that the breakers would be set off if we put in too many coffee urns. So I learned a lot about learning on the spot and taking things in stride. So I'm sure that was part of
conferences.
Your experience. Yeah,
absolutely. With conferences, absolutely, you have to, right? There are always things that happen that you're troubleshooting.
Exactly.
But it's a great day, and just, you know, it's great to being on a committee to plan these things, to work with other teachers and look at things that we're interested in or confused about, right? And kind of trying to seek that PD for ourselves as well as for other teachers in Manitoba, because many of them are maybe looking at the same things, same interests and same, you know, concerns about how to do something in English. And I guess for us, we haven't had the curriculum fully spelled out for us yet in 9 to 12 for the ELA. It's been a number of years. Mm-hmm. I know teachers, you know, need some support in some of that. So we really want to try to find PD and opportunities for teachers that are going to help them in the teaching of ELA.
Oh, I agree. I mean, it's the one day where a teacher can say, this is what I want to spend the day learning more about. And I'll find people that will help me. So I agree 100%. My involvement in SAGE helped me connect with people, and I didn't realize until years later that it helped me deal with, you know, those plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D situations where everything is on paper, where everything on paper sounds really good and looks really good, but then in reality. So your involvement in the SAGE, how has it helped you in your career, both personally and, you know, in the teaching realm?
Well, I think it helps you feel too, as a teacher, you're not so alone, right? Mm-hmm. I think people are maybe in the classroom, depending on how large their school is, or in a school, it helps you to be able to connect with other teachers, from across Manitoba. And that's been a really valuable thing. And people bring different perspectives to teaching at ELA and things that they're thinking about. And it can be really, I think, motivating to have those conversations and to learn new things and think different ways about practice. So not only do conferences help with that, but I think, you know, if you're joining a SAGE group and getting involved with people who teach your subject area, it can be a really valuable sort of thing. And I guess in terms of help with conferences, at time management, you know, thinking on the spot, trying to troubleshoot the problems that occur. I know sometimes we've been, up relatively late at night trying to get things organized in the night before a conference. Yeah. And things might not be going so smoothly, but we get things done. And it really is a sense of accomplishment, I think, to plan these events and to have teachers participate in them.
And the people that you meet, whether it's the, you know, the person that you've hired to do the keynote or some presentations, or the people that perhaps you would never have had the opportunity to meet, but they've been involved in either the teaching profession or involved in work that the executive has started. And well, that's okay. School bells are part of our lives. Not a problem.
Sorry.
You know, I remember meeting a teacher that had retired for years and years and was still doing work on behalf of the SAGE and helping with the journals and stuff. So it's something that becomes a career long, what's the word I'm looking for? Passion could be it, or just investment. You know,
absolutely. And we have teachers on MAID as well who are retired and who are still very much involved in what we're doing. And it's really great to have, you know, all that experience and perspective, I think, from people at different stages of their careers within SAGE groups.
Absolutely. Which brings us to, you know, what's happening for MAIT on October the 20th this year?
Well, our focus for this year is going to be poetry. We've had a kind of a very different focus the last few years, but poetry we're coming to in for this year's conference. And our keynote speaker and the person who's going to be presenting a workshop in the morning is Melissa Alter Smith, and she's the curator of Teach Living Poets. She promotes the use of contemporary poets and helps teachers to learn more about contemporary poets who are, living poets who are currently writing, and to have students experience their work and not necessarily, poets from 100 or more years ago that we're reading. So she's really encouraging that, and she has lots of materials and a lot of speaking in the US about this. So she's going to be coming in to speak. We're also going to be having Mike Johnson, who's a slam poet, going quite accomplished in that area, and a high school teacher. He's going to be sharing some engaging strategies for poetry, and going to be giving people some ideas of things they could even take back to their classroom on the Monday following the conference to be able
Wow, that's
to use in
wonderful.
the classroom. So, and I know that teachers often really like things that are good takeaways, right? Of things they can immediately put into practice and try out in their classrooms. And then in the afternoon, we're also going to be having Chimwemba Ndi, who is Winnipeg's Poet Laureate for 2023. And she's going to be talking about a little bit about her experience with poetry as a student, as she in a high school became very interested in writing poetry, and looking at how students can be encouraged to move forward with lessons they learn from the writing of poetry into their lives, whatever it is they're doing. And she wants to share some resources with teachers that she wishes that she had when she was starting out with poetry. So it should be I think, an interesting conference. And I know sometimes teachers feel a little bit intimidated by looking at poetry with students or about writing it with students. So I think this will be a really good conference for getting some really good strategies for being able to do this in the classroom.
I remember when I was teaching, I taught grade 6 English, and then as part of the social studies work that we were doing, because we were a team of three teachers, one of the teachers was just passionate about poetry, and I remember saying to her, I want to thank you right off the hop, because for me poetry was always the most daunting, because I hadn't had experience with teachers who were passionate about it. So yes, of course we studied poetry, but to actually work with a teacher that could just take it and take it to the nth degree. So I am so excited for you and your organizing committee, because poetry is one of those things that we talk about, but could be really daunting. So I almost leapt out of my chair when you said teachers can on will have materials that they can take with them on the Monday. That is just so encouraging.
Absolutely. And we all love that, right? Something new that we can try and incorporate into our practice in the classroom. So I think it should be a really, really good conference. I think
It looks
have everyone
jam-packed.
interest all day long. Yes.
It sounds exciting. It sounds exciting. And if I remember correctly, your conference, it will be held virtually. Am I correct of that?
It will be held virtually, and
Yes.
what we kind of found is that we're able to engage with more teachers in Manitoba that way, because at this point, about half of the people who are attending are from rural areas of Manitoba, and it's allowed them to participate if otherwise they would have had to come into the city or maybe be unable to come into the city. So we found it's been great, and we actually have had more teachers from rural areas who have joined the executive, which is a really great thing, because I think sometimes it can be harder for groups to be engaging teachers who are outside of the Winnipeg area or somewhere close to it. So yes, it will be virtual. I think a benefit for us is we can bring in some really good speakers, because they are often presenting from where they live, and we're able to do that more easily.
Well, and provide some
Hopefully with some.
context too, and then allow folks from wherever they are situated in Manitoba to say, me too, or I never thought of it that way. That is so powerful. So
exactly,
powerful.
And especially, you know, in smaller schools where there may be fewer English teachers, right? It allows
exactly.
For more, you know, PD being available in connection with, you know, ideas and people who are working in Manitoba.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that is so exciting. I want to wish you well. Many, many people know this, but I like to emphasize it whenever I meet people that are very involved with SAGES and get an opportunity to talk about the work that the special area groups of educators do. But this is done off the sides of very, very, very busy desks, and volunteer time is so important. Countless hours go into this. And when it all comes together, it's like that wedding day. And then the day after, folks are already planning the next one or thinking about any PD that might be offered throughout the year. Did you want to say anything about any PD that might be coming up throughout the year?
Well, MATE does have a MATE mentor. So
yes.
Somebody who is taking, you know, questions from teachers. So I know that the person who's kind of takes those emails, like, will kind of send information or questions out to people on the committee as well, to be able to get, you know, resources or information to be able to help teachers, often those who are new to teaching ELA. We also have a book club that we have running, where MATE will provide books for the book club for teachers who want to participate in having that. I believe that so far they've all been online, but we're also looking at how we could have one that might be in person.
That's exciting. That's really exciting. And a nice way to connect with professionals. The book might not necessarily be something that's academic, but it definitely is a great connector, which is so exciting. Congratulations on coming up with
Absolutely.
That. Well, I want to thank you. Our interview time is drawing to a close. Thank you for your time. I wish you well, and hopefully we'll connect again and have a chance to talk about how it all went at our next city council meeting.
Absolutely. All
thank
right.
You.
Well, thanks for the discussion today.
Oh, no. Thank you very much for your time.